Okay, talking ahead, some conceptual thoughts here. I mean, let's face it, either we close our eyes or open them and start really seriously looking at the situation and understanding what's going on and what we need to do. I mean, now we got this madness in Ukraine, we got this madness in Israel, Palestine, and Middle East. Getting drawn into strange very risky military situations, and we have a United Kingdom going into ethnic conflict or whatever is going on there, and the US falling to pieces while trying to be the leader of the world, and the world economy shaking. And in the middle of all this, we see big, real shift from a Euro and US-centric world to an Asian-centric world. And I know this expression, pride comes before fall, but it seems to me that that's as relevant as ever. Because when you're proud and you think you are the best and you think you have it all together and you think you are above everyone else, you think you know the best, then you stop looking or trying to understand or even noticing what's going on, because that requires humility of listening, of seeing things from the other side. And now it seems that something, the way to handle difficult situations is to just shut it all down. No one is allowed to talk about it. Only the woke or whatever, political correct version of the world is allowed, which basically tells us that everything is fine, we are good. There are some bad guys over there, but we will handle them because we are great and strong and superior. Of course, we don't say that. And I'm talking about the countries over here in the old Europe. And the Wild West. But we're not getting into politics or all of that here, because well, my conviction is that the solution is not found there by defeating your enemies, by gaining more power, by winning elections by any means, by throwing around fine buzzwords like democracy and dictatorship and simplified, simplistic solutions and understanding. And then there's a religion versus the, what is it? Used to be science that should save us all, shouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wasn't it? Now they're working for the big, huge corporations, making money for them, and being and the playground of the multi-billionaires having fun with technology, going to Mars. But I think what's really needed is to tighten down our knowledge. Resources into a healthy, clear focus on what's important, because it starts with knowledge. And speaking a religion or non-religion. I think that's another wall we have to tear down. The might and powers of the religious institutions and structures that used to control entire countries and worlds, continents. It's gone, but with it disappeared that which it was built upon in the first place, the good thing, the understanding of us humans, what makes us happy, how we can live peacefully, how we can love each other by loving God. And we need to turn back to that knowledge again.